It's the Don and Mike Show, powered by SMT Expo. Mike Morrison from WS Display, along with Don Savella and the man of the hour. We've had him on a few times on the Don and Mike Show and plays a very integral part of EDPA through the foundation and mainly the Randy Smith Memorial Golf Classic. That would be the unmistakable Rich Johnson, who's joined us now. Rich, how are we doing?
Roll Tide, Michael.
The Roll Tide. And usually that's followed by, I just came here looking for a bathroom. So
not tonight.
Yep. So, Don, I'm sure you got some questions.
Yeah, Don here from the Don and Mike Show. For our podcast listeners, Rich, can you tell us a little about the interaction with the EDPA Foundation and all the good work that they do?
Yeah, Donnie, as you know, I think we're in our fifth year with our partnership through the EDPA Foundation, and it's been wonderful. It's been mutually beneficial, which are the best relationships are always mutually beneficial to both sides. And, you know, Bill Haney, Dave Wallens, Robert Larhoven, Norm, I mean, these guys are us. So it's kind of weird that I can't separate. I've never been able to separate this whole your and our thing because it's all ours and they're all our guys. But I guess there's a delineation, and there is a delineation with the foundation. And we're just very, very appreciative of them.
Rich, I remember the days where you had to like grab someone by the shirt collar, shake them a bit, just to get a couple dimes to fall out. And now you got the EDPA Foundation kicking out 50 grand, numbers like that. Wow, have we come a long way, you know, as a group, all of us together.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, Donnie. And I was absolutely a shakedown artist back in those days. And just real quick on Don, I got to say, Don, that you were the first one to ever support the Randy Smith from a media standpoint. So we've always appreciated that. We'll be 25 years old next year, and you've been with us pretty much, I think, 23 of those 25 years. And back then, we were begging for press coverage, just like we were begging for money. And you were always there for us, and I can't tell you how much I appreciate you. Thank you, man. I love you.
Yeah, Richie, right back at you on that. I mean, what you do means so much to so many people, so many families across this nation. I wonder how many states that we've had recipients of. I know you don't know that answer offhand, but I bet that would be something very interesting for us to look into, because the Randy Smith Memorial Golf Classic, through their good deeds and the events they do throughout the year, have helped so many people across. Please tell me we don't have any recipients lined up already for next year's big event.
Okay, I'll tell you we don't. That's okay. What you wanted to hear. What's interesting, Don, is we are, as I mentioned, our 25th next year, and we do have some ideas on what we want to do to kind of celebrate that or commemorate that, if you will. And, you know, we were talking earlier with Mark Johnson and Bill Haney and the possibility of getting a new logo and involving Bemidji University and is the other one FIT?
Yes, Fashion Institute of Technology.
FIT and Bemidji. And throwing that out to them, Mike, this, you know, as a design contest to bring them further into the event. So we have some ideas on that. And, of course, Exhibit City News will be a big part of that as well.
I mean, that event, I mean, the big granddaddy, the actual golf outing in October in Atlanta, Brazelton and thereabouts all the time. Talk to us about the volunteers and their importance and, you know, some of the volunteers you've had since the very first event. Isn't that correct?
Amazing, Don. And sometimes the volunteers aren't recognized as the sponsors or some of the financial supporters or some of the golfers. Like Michael has been golfing with us for, geez, Mike.
18 years.
18 years. You had brown hair when I met you.
Amazing.
Amazing. But the volunteers, that's a great point, like I said, Don, that they don't seem to get the recognition as some of the others, and they are the backbone of the Randy Smith, and that's Sandra, and you know what Sandra does for us. She's just amazing girl, amazing lady, I'm sorry, and all the volunteers. So, yeah, thank you for bringing that up.
Yeah, it's amazing how it's in their heart, and it's just seems to be part of their fabric. That's just every year they're there, and it takes a lot of volunteers. Rich, how many do you usually have out there?
I think it's about 50. I think we're at about 50. But again, the whole thing, all we've ever tried to do is communicate that this is ours. It's not mine. It's ours. So the volunteers own the event the same way that the golfers own the event or some of the, you know, planners of the event. It's ours. And that's the big key that we're trying to get with EDPA Foundation to explain and understand for them to own this as well. It's not the Randy, it's our Randy.
I would like to reiterate the saying that Michael Boone traditionally states, if you don't know, go, and once you go, then you'll know.
It's tremendous. Boone's the greatest. He won our Sponsor of the Year this year. He beat out Donnie in a vote.
Yeah, he did. Oh, wow. Yeah. It was a fight to the death, it looked like.
Fight to the death, yeah.
It did a lot more than me with him all those years making those Bloody Marys for charity.
Right. The problem with that is I've always felt like an air traffic controller at Hartsfield, Mike. You understand this. Is that any of these planes could land at any time. So there's nothing ever been linear about it or, I mean, every one of them from Michael that won it this year could have won it 15 years ago. Same with Don. If Don wins it next year, he could have won it 20 years ago. So that's the thing with that award. It's impossible to choose one because they're all.
I talk to people, Rich, and I'll tell you this. I'll share it with you. A lot of people, and it's understandable, and I'm going to go out on a limb here. A lot of people don't stay for the whole event because of the emotional aspect of what happens. And I'm going to be a little transparent here. I'm one of those guys that I would leave when you got to that point on Good Friday, because some of us have a little bit of a trouble there with that. But just thought I'd share that with you because it really means a lot after so many years.
Well, thanks, Mike. But if you're talking about a format change, we've discussed that too through the years. But, you know, I've always been an advocate of the old saying, if it's not broke, it doesn't need to be fixed, or whatever the hell that saying is. If it's not broken, it doesn't need to be fixed, right? And it works. I mean, no one's ever left, to the best of my knowledge, that event after 24 years and said, oh, that sucked. Yeah. That was a waste of my time.
No, they haven't.
But I understand that what you're saying, it's very heavy emotionally for a lot of people. So it's just part of it, you know.
It's right.
Good Friday with the Easter Sunday.
You're exactly right. But I just wanted to share that with you. This, and I'll share one more thing, and Don, you can take it. This was the first year that I stayed for the whole thing, all the way to the end. That many years. And just somewhere, because you knew somebody, or, you know, you were friends with somebody that was a recipient. And then I think what it is the reality of your world comes to play then. You start thinking about you and your family and your loved ones, and that's a tough pill to swallow sometimes.
Oh, absolutely. Now I know.
We at Exhibit City News had two recipients over the years, so, you know, this hits home to so many people. If it's not someone in your immediate family or company, it's someone in your city, it's someone you know. Rich, there's a need out there year-round. How could the average person donate? Where can they go? What's the website?
Well, our website is www.rsmgc.com, I think. But,
you're right.
You know, Don, I don't know if, and this is like a philosophical thing, I don't know if we want people donating year-round. I don't know if we want to make it a year-round event. I don't have the strength for it, you know. We've always tried to keep it priced at a certain way that, again, it's not been a straight fundraiser. It's more of a celebration. It's not a funeral. It's a celebration of these recipients and a way to say thank you to them. But, yes, there is a financial component, and they are very, very grateful for that. But to them, it's cathartic to see all the people that come and support them emotionally. And I think that's where we're at.
There's no doubt about the emotional side of it. And I guess what I meant about the need being year-round and the funding aspect of it, there's a lot of feeder events. A lot of them are through chapters and stuff, and they've done everything since bicycling, bowling. Tell us about some of the unique things they've done over the years.
That's crazy. You're right, man. I forgot about that. MC Squared did a bike-a-thon, and Boston used to do the bowl-a-thon. Atlanta has the bowl-a-thon. Hey, Johnny, I love you too, bud. Our biggest event, our biggest ancillary event is in Chicago, and Don's been there many years. They were 15 this year, 15 years old, and we just started the Las Vegas chapter. We're about 4 years now, the Las Vegas Randy, And then Atlanta, the Bowl-a-thon is just special.
You got to call them by the right name. Maybe that was a Bowl-a-thon, but Rally at the Alley. It has
Rally
a ring to it.
Rally at the Alley, yeah, yeah, yeah. Rally. Oh, and the other one's called Get Out of the Gutter, Mike. Is that ours in Atlanta?
That's ours, and I placed this year and took some hardware home. Thank you very much for mentioning.
Yeah. Haven't you won a couple of times?
Aren't I've won four times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, Mike's one of the best bowlers we got. One of the worst golfers, but best bowlers.
Yeah. Funny you say that. That's the year that I played with Michael Boone. And we came in dead last at Booney and I. We shot like 97, and we got to quit golf and go learn to bowl. And so I did.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Now that bowl-a-thon is really that's really special event. It really is. I mean, it makes you proud, you know, to pull in the parking lot and every spot is filled, you know.
And the rollover parking lot as well.
And the rollover parking lot as well. See, Atlanta, Donnie, we've always. We've appreciated this nationwide support, but Michael, as an Atlantan, and myself, we own the Randy Smith. It's the ancestral home. We own it. You are very proud of it. We don't have shows like Vegas does, but we have the big show in October, right, Mike?
It is, and they roll in from all over the place. They fill up Chateau Alon rooms and all the rooms around there. I even drive over the night before because I've got to get there to set up this podcast before everybody arrives. And this morning, that morning I watched the sun come up. And we did a Facebook Live there, and it was a really cool shot when it's quiet because it's only quiet for a short period of time.
I think we had 100 rooms at Chateau this year, Don.
Good God.
That's awesome.
That means 100 out-of-towners out of 300, so.
It's crazy.
Crazy.
If you've never been to the Randy Smith, you need to go at least next year. You need to make it on your calendar.
For our 25th, yeah, just, you know. Hey, what kind of ideas you have, Don, for next year?
How about a 25-year anniversary pin?
That's fine. That's cool. Michael, you got any ideas?
We could always do tennis.
We did tennis in the past. Remember that?
Yeah, Georgia was in charge of that.
And she passed away, you know. Yeah, okay. We did tennis about 5 different years, Michael.
Scratch that one.
We can bring it back. We can do anything.
There's not everybody bowls, and that's one of the feedbacks you get is, you know, they'll show up for the dinner, of course, and the award celebration, and then, of course, the recipient acknowledgments. But I think, yeah, you're right. Something needs to, for the 25th, I asked you this back in October, what's on plan for the 25th? And your answer was very wise. You know, you're kind of limited with the space and with the time factor. The only thing I could think of is making it 2 days long.
No, thank you. You know how hungover I am that Saturday morning?
I knew you were going to say that.
Yeah. And it's an exhaustion, too. It's not a alcohol. It's an exhaustion.
You're emotionally spent at the end.
Well, I think that one of the rewarding things, one of the many rewarding things, is the after-event party in that bar. I mean, it's amazing to see how many people are in that bar afterwards, you know.
There's an after event?
Yeah, there's an after event. I haven't bought a drink there in years.
That's always a good time. And, you know, when you got the heavy lifting over, it's good to toss back a few with friends.
Donnie, I think I remember an after event where you wound up on the we better not talk about
there we go. Let's go. Here comes
You're talking to the Don and Mike show.
I think Don Drew, God rest his soul, was with us.
Yes. Yeah, we have so many good memories of things we've done, and a lot of that stuff just happens organically. You get together with people you like, people you trust. There's always something memorable.
Right. All right, thanks, y'all.
Thanks for Rich Johnson spending time with us. We'll be back after this.
Love you guys. You know that.